Good morning.
Good morning.
You look so excited this morning. So awesome to see you. I don't know if you know this, but today is, we have this thing that we do every year, this day, this Sunday. Have any idea what it is? Every year. Happy New Year! Did you have any idea today is Happy New Year?
No.
It is. Does that seem a little weird? Well, I happen to know, were any of you in Godly Play this morning?
Yes.
And what did you find out this morning? I would like to be informed. What did you find out this morning?
Well, that on the liturgical calendar, this day would be the start of a new liturgical year.
On the liturgical calendar, he says, today would be the start of a new liturgical year. If that was true, and it is, Emily, what color would this year, time of year, be? It would be blue. Those are kind of obvious hints, aren't they, right? Yep. We got blue everywhere, right? What does the word Advent mean? What does the word Advent mean? I'm sorry, I'm a little deaf. Coming. Adventus, prepare, Adventus, Barry, any guesses? Nope, none of those, and all of them all at once. Adventus is a kind of word around revealing. It's a start of something new that God is up to. We just went through 20-some-odd Sundays of Pentecost, which is that long season of the church, and now we get to do these amazing things for 4 weeks. Are we just getting ready for Jesus? Nope. But that word Advent means coming, revealing, something breaking open again, something new, Adventus. And so it's a new year. Now, if it's a new year, what do you think? Should we just keep doing everything we did last year? What grade are you in?
Third.
Well, if it's a new year, shouldn't you just redo second grade?
No.
We could do something, she says in a very quiet Lutheran voice. Could we do something different? Don't say it too loud, Carly. Yes. Yes, that's the whole point of Advent. And if you look at the readings, today we looked way back. We looked at we're actually kind of looking forward at the same time. It's the text all about all the things that are going to happen when Jesus comes again. And then for two Sundays, you know who we talk about? John the Baptist. And then the last Sunday, we look forward again and back at Jesus coming. But all through it, we're being reminded that God is still with us and doing new things with us. And you know what? We need your help. Every Sunday that we light another candle, we should be thinking of a new way to love people. Every week when we light another candle, we should be thinking of ways that we can once again be gathered together and love one another. Maybe not the old ways that we've done it forever, but maybe we could like do something a little different. And then it will seem like the new year. I'm pretty excited about the new year. And I hope that you will help all of us make the new year something really incredible and exciting and fun. Because I think that's what God's got in store for us. So thank you. And then later this afternoon, when you're in confirmation, we'll talk some more about it. Those of you who are in confirmation, and you too, I'll see you next year in confirmation. Blessings to everybody. Happy New Year!